Well, I was just out driving. It's really not so bad.
Okay, Baruch Hashem.
I think he's with someone. I think he's taking a lesson today.
Yes, I am. But now,
Yeah.
why doesn't he teach the chassan? That would be something, Avi, if he could do
Oh, that I
that.
should. Oh, okay, fine. Okay, colors and chasanim. I think I can take both those things. Okay, no
There
problem.
you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Simon Resh Tezvav Shaloylis Kashus Alameis Yosim Bidai. Right, that you shouldn't have avelos on a mace more than like meaning sometimes people get very emotional and they want to do more than the halacha mandates, and that is not usually correct. All right, but let's see. So ein miskashen ala meis yosim. You can't, literal translations, you can't be difficult on a mace more than that's enough. Shenemar, meaning more than what's asked. Shenemar, al tivchu le mace, val tanudu loy. Don't cry for a mace, and don't tanud means don't shake for him. You know, like when you shake your head, like it's terrible. Right? Can you say that? Ella, al tivchu l'meis, meaning, how can you tell somebody not to cry for the dead? Right? Al tivchu l'meis yoyser midai. Val tenudulai yoyser mikashir. Don't do too much. Okay, it's at gimel yom l'vichia, 3 days to cry. Zayin l'hespid, 7 days for hespid. Shloishim l'giyus v'zespiris, 30 days for ironing and haircuts. Rekanu elach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i'atem rishayim l'rachem l'vichia yoyser midai. Have more pity on him than me. Right, anybody who mourns a mace more than he has to, while mace acher who baicha, he's gonna end up having to he's gonna cry over a different mace. But medvar, that's only by other people. Talmud chacham, kolafi chachmasai, everything goes according to his chacham. You don't cry about from him more than 30 days. Deloy Adif mi Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashalom. It's not any better than Moshe Rabbeinu Dichsibay Vayichu as Moshe Shloishim Yom. My base Amar Rabbeinu Zal Echem Bnei Mishpacha Shemes. Anybody that from the Bnei Mishpacha that died, Yidugu Kol Mishpacha, then the whole Mishpacha has to be nervous because it means it's a bad mazel. Or why did they die? Mashal Ma'adavat Daimel LeKipa. It's similar to a keep of stones, like an archway of stones. Kimenshin is daza achas meim and is daza kulam. Once one, they're all connected, the stone. So once one of them starts shaking, so all of them shake. Kalaima shemidas hadin matuach connect achi yisrapim at ma'at. The midas hadin is pushed or pulled out in front of them until it's the midas hadin, softens up. Ki kol shiva hacherav shlufa. The whole shiva, the sword is out. Vad lamed he refefes. Until 30, it's like shaking. Ben chazeres l'taara ad achar yibes chadash, and it doesn't go back into its sheath till after the year. Lefikach shloisha yomim rishanim yira avo ki ilu chereb unachas lebein ksefim. The oval has to look at himself as if there's a knife between his shoulders. Meshoish vad shiva ki ilu zakef keneg doi bekeren zavis. On from till shloishim. I'm sorry, from third day to the seventh day, he has to look at it as if there's a knife around the corner. It's as if it's passing in front of him in the street. And even that, the whole year, the din is going in mishpacha. If there's a boy born to the family, the whole family gets healed and there's no longer bad, mazel. It's dafka zachar because when a zachar comes to the world, peace comes to the world. All right? Whatever that means. If one of the chevra dies, the midas adin is stretched down in front of the whole chabura of a yidago kulam, and everybody has to be scared. Gimel kol shena masabel kama shetziva chacham reza achzer. But if that, so that's that you shouldn't overdo it. But if you underdo it, then you're considered an achzer. You're considered cruel. Eliyer mishnasa v'yivchad v'yidag v'yifashu shemaisa v'yachzer b'tshuva. The whole point is get out of your sleep. You should start getting scared. Look at your actions and do tshuva. Perhaps you get saved from the sword of the Malachamavis. Hare Yoimer, Hakisa Isam Velaichalo. That you have to get up and you have to become scared and you have to do tshuva. This is very good for El. Simen Reish Tezvav. Din mixes yam shvi, mixes yam shleish, and din yubes chaydish. Uboy gimel sivim. So we know the rule of mixes a yam kikulay. So let's see how that plays out. Al b'yam shvi on the seventh day of Shiva, lach shochar menachman menachol. After the people leave. Everything that's also during Shiva becomes mutter. Why? Part of the day is considered like the whole day, meaning once they sit Shiva for one day, for part of that day, they're good. Except for relations. It's also all day, even in a dark room when normally it would be okay. But Medina Zelu, Shaina Menachem, Regin Lava B'yam Shvi. And in these countries where they don't normally come on the seventh day, Tzarech Lahamtin, Ad Shosh, Regin Lava B'shar Yom, you'd have to wait until the regular time that they come, let's say like usually right after Shachris, Dainu Lachar Yitzim B'vez HaKnesses, Shregin Lava Menachem, after they leave the shul. Chenem Chol Yom Zayim B'Shabbos, if Yom Zayim falls on Shabbos, Zay Lachar Yitzim B'vez HaKnesses, Shachris, after they leave the basic Knesset, the Shachar, Mutter b'Talmud Torah, it's Mutter in Talmud Torah. On the 30th day, we also say Mitzvah Yom Kekulah. Mekivan she'oz ain't by Menachemim, l'chein teker k'shatan etzachama, meaning by the Shloishim, right when it's Netzachama, b'otel m'menu g'zera Shloishim, it's b'otel g'zera Shloishim. Chol Yom Shloishim b'Shabbos, if the 30th day falls on Shabbos, Mutter lo'y l'rchot b'erev Shabbos, b'chamen l'chabat Shabbos, he's already allowed to wash with hot water because we know that in Shloshim you're not allowed to wash with hot water. But Loivish Big Day Shabbos, and he wears Big Day Shabbos, and he goes back to his place in the Shul, Aval Osir Begiluach, but it's also for him to take haircuts, like we said. Aval cannot take haircuts until somebody tells him that he looks terrible. But on the 12th, the yard site, the first yard site, we don't say mitzvah yom kikulay, but adrabah, knowing the lois of gam yoyim a yard to linig by kol din yud beis chaydish. The minig is that on the day of the yard site, meaning all years, to be noyag kol yud be the dinam of kol yud beis chaydish. Bafilu chal b'shabbos, even if it falls on a Shabbos, acham hoisa shana mubaris, but if it's a leap year, I'm sorry, he's talking about the first yard site. Right, so you keep all the morning, the dinim of morning. But if it's, let's say, it falls in a leap year, which means that the Havelis of 12 months is over, but the yard site's not for another month. Gamkein ain't knowing in Havelis. We're not knowing in Havelis. Right? Shalachoyd avavimai ki im yud beis chaydish. The Havelis of the parents is only 12 months. Mayachash rakolu yud beis chaydish, kaidam a yard site. And since the 12 months is over before the yard site, Azba Yama yard site, and the Chayzer Oid La Avelis, he does not go to the Avelis. Right? It always gets very complicated. The more time there is between the death and the burial, it becomes more complicated when to keep the first yard site. Right? Now, because normally a full 12 years is, let's say what's today? Today is Zion El. Let's say somebody dies in Zion El, and he's buried on Zion El. So Avelos is really over Vav El of a year from now, right? That's the way it should be. Zion El is already a new year. But the first yard site, you commemorate the yard site and you keep all the Avelos of Zion El, right? But let's say the burial was not for another 3 days. So then, that's where the whole thing gets complicated. Okay, we'll stop here. And nobody should ever need such halachas. Everybody should have a fine night and a Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure.